Good morning, everyone. I've waited a long time to be able to stand up here and share with you all. For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Bradley. I'm sure most of you know my amazing wife, Adrienne Bradley. I'm also the lucky guy that gets to sit in the most comfortable seat here at church, that recliner back there. However, that privilege did come at a big price. A little over 8 years ago, everything was perfectly normal in my life until one day, it's like a switch was flipped. And it felt like everything in my body started going haywire. At the time, we had no clue what was going on. My body was left devastated with horrible, life-altering symptoms. 2 years later, we would eventually find out that I had Lyme disease, even though I had tested negative on two blood tests early on. My hormones were out of whack. Everything in my autonomic nervous system and the way it was supposed to work was left in shambles. My heart rate was out of control when I would stand. I constantly felt dehydrated. I couldn't sleep. My digestion was barely moving. I developed all kinds of food intolerances, so I was only able to eat the same eight foods every single day for the next 5 years. I felt like a prisoner in my own body. There was nothing I could do to get it to work right. Doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. Blood tests all came back normal. I had deep, deep fatigue, utter exhaustion. Adrienne couldn't even lay her hand on my chest when we would go to sleep at night. It felt too heavy. I eventually dropped from 175 pounds down to a malnourished 123 pounds. I laid in bed and stared at the ceiling all day, every day, for 2 years. I was bedbound, roombound, what felt like literal hellbound. My body experienced things that would make me say, surely hell can't be this bad. This must be what hell will be like. My mom and Adrienne would take turns giving me baths. They would have to hold my skinny arms up and wash them because I was too weak to hold them up myself. I literally felt like my life and energy were completely fading from my body, constantly, every day. I felt like I was dying every minute of every day for 2 years. I was physically exhausted from just walking the 12 steps from my bed to the bathroom. My muscles would ache and shake. I would be out of breath and my heart rate would be in the 150s. I would just lie in bed and my body would feel so heavy. My head, arms, hands, fingers, legs. I described it one time that it felt like each cell in my body had a 5-pound weight attached to it. I became very sensitive to light. I had to have it pitch black 24/7 for 2 years. No light, no sound, just darkness. People would have to whisper when around me because of sound sensitivity. It would hurt my ears and send my nerves and heart racing. All of my senses were amplified in a negative way. And any time they were bothered, I would experience a deeper fatigue, along with many other symptoms. Adrienne would have to fix coffee in our upstairs bathroom with the door closed and with the vent on because of how sensitive I was to smells. No one could come near me with cologne, hairspray, or perfume without my throat closing up immediately. The list of symptoms that I have experienced goes on and on. After about a year of what felt like barely surviving with little to no improvements in my health, I remember lying in bed one day with the room completely dark, no sound, just silence. I started praying to God, Lord, I don't understand what's wrong with me. I don't understand why I'm not getting better. I don't understand why you aren't making me better. But I know without a doubt, this is exactly where you want me right now. This isn't what I imagined my life would be like at the age of 25. But you have different plans for me. This is really hard. Every day is really hard. But I can suffer for 60 years like this if I get to be with you for all eternity. God, what are you trying to teach me? How are you trying to make me more like Christ through his suffering? Those days of my suffering were spent memorizing scripture, talking to God, singing worship songs in my mind, and praying for others. 1 Peter 4, 1 through 2 and 19 says, Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. Therefore, Let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. What I've been through has been so hard, and I'm not better yet, but I wouldn't change it even if I could. The suffering I've been through has given me a deeper thirst for God and a more eternal perspective. If you are here today or listening online and have any type of suffering taking place in your life, take time to be still in God's presence and ignite in your mind and heart an eternal perspective. This body and this world is not our home. It is not our forever. Join with me in taking to heart what the psalmist said in Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Thank you.